This guy?
No, this guy.
Yeah, my
Spy.
buddy Fred. That's why. My buddy Fred made these all these bands have been on the podcast.
Oh, that's sick. Spy was on the podcast?
Yeah, dude. Season two?
Oh, fuck. I gotta go check that out. They're fucking sweet.
Yeah, it was a good
They're
one.
coming through like London or something soon.
Were they?
With yeah, they're on the I think the Comeback Kid tour. I think it's stopping in
Cool.
London, so I'm gonna go try to fucking hit that.
It's a weird mix.
Yeah, for sure.
Sick though. Thanks for getting all dolled up for me.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm bummed I missed that fucking Hamilton show you guys played.
Yeah, it was cool. It wasn't like a spectacular show, but it was a fun time.
Yeah, my ride, she hurt her arm pretty bad, so she was missing a few days off work, so she didn't do the drive.
Brutal.
It's a buzzkill. It didn't look
Yeah.
very packed or anything, though, to be honest.
It like that venue doesn't really pack. Like I've never we the last time we played there, three people came.
Oh, wow. It looked tiny from the pictures. I've never been.
It's a pretty big spot. Like it capacity, I think is like 150 or something like that.
Really, it looked mad tiny.
No, it's got like a whole other side with like pool tables and shit. You can go like there's like a bar in front of the bar with like a standing area. Like it's a pretty big spot.
It's kind of sick.
And they're going to be putting a kitchen. They have a kitchen there and they're like renting it out, so they're going to be doing light food for shows and shit going
Sweet.
forward. Yeah, so it's actually a really cool spot, but it's just really far into Hamilton, so it's
Not
like kind of
convenient.
a bitch for a lot of people to get to. Like if you live downtown, it's not convenient. And like for us to drive in, like we have to drive through Hamilton to get there, which is kind of shitty, but yeah, I don't know. It was fun. Say like 50 people
Nice.
for a Sunday. It's not bad.
Is this your new upstairs office?
Yeah, it's not really done at all. It's like empty and shitty, but yeah. I've been like going to like grab something and noticing it's like downstairs. And I hate it.
You'll do
I'll
that
get used to
every day. Do
it.
that
It'll be
every
fine.
day for like a month or two.
Yeah.
All right,
What's going
let's kick
on?
into the old
Yeah, yeah,
podcast I've been waiting
yeah. You want
2 years
to
to fucking do.
you want us to start?
I was looking at my questions list and I was like reading it, and I realized like when I wrote the intro, we didn't even have TikTok, we didn't have Patreon, we didn't have like any of the shit I normally introduce. Just like, holy fuck, how old is this questions list? So yeah, that made me laugh. Anyways, I'm gonna kick into it. You know the whole drill. You've been on here before. Ladies and gentlemen, trans and non-binary punks of all ages and denominations, welcome back to another episode of Not Just a Phase. We are in season four somehow, so thank you for joining us and keeping us afloat, I guess. If you're new here, I'll get my plugs out of the way real quick. We're online at notjustaphase.net. We're on Instagram and TikTok at notjustaphase worldwide. We got a link tree on our Instagram with all of our platforms and our new Patreon where you can watch this podcast in video and a bunch of other bonus content. Today, I've got a great episode for you, Screamo fans. Nate is back on the show. He came on the show a while ago, I want to say season two, and that was to co-host an episode. Me and him were interviewing the Montreal Emo Violence Act, Yearning, who are no longer active. But today, we're interviewing Nathan about all that he does for this community. He's the founder and manager of the Screamo label, No Funeral Records. He books bands and puts on shows all across Ontario and is the vocalist for two excellent screamo bands, Carl Off RIP, no longer an active band, but now he's back, still killing it on the mic for his newest band called Basque. They are a four-piece Canadian screamo band based in Kitchener, Ontario. featuring some of the prettiest, most vibrant, and eerily calming sounds you'll ever hear, with spastically dive bomb into frantic, harsh noise and violent assaults of musical chaos. Their dire transitions of tempo and dynamics is a dominant trademark of their sound and the noisescapes that they have perfected and taken to absolute new levels.
First song we're listening to is the first single off the new record. We released it a few months ago. It's called Perks. It's the second track off the record, one of the heavier ones. Hope you like it.
What do I have here? Nothing in my list. Ooh, hold on a second. This is an incomplete list. I'm gonna have to pause this.
Okay.
Whoops. Very unprofessional. Yeah, I fucked that up real good, but thanks for coming back on the show to talk with me. How are you feeling today, man?
Feeling good. Got my coffee. Chilling. Nice afternoon.
What kind of coffee you got there?
Something it's fancy? Beans from a local cafe. Shouts out Yeti. Simple French press. Nothing special.
I knew it was going to be something like that. Nice French press, hints of vanilla, notes of hickory.
It's not that complicated.
All right. So for the listeners, can you just state your name again and what it is you do in the band?
My name is Nate, or Nathan, whichever you prefer. I scream and create harsh noise sounds in the band Basque.
And are you listening to any podcasts in your free time outside of this one?
Not lately. I'm working a lot from home, doing label stuff, working some customer service jobs. So my general podcast listening time, which would be on the job, is kind of cut down. The last thing I listened to was 100 Words or Less. There's an episode with Chris Norris from Combat Wounded Veteran, which was a pretty good listen. Of course, nice. This one. And then always got a shout out to Punk from
Shout Game Out Which, sorry? Great- shout Out Which, sorry? Cut out there.
Turned out a punk.
Oh, yeah.
So
very nice. So with your limited free time, what you been doing? Just label shit, I guess?
Label shit, band
Have
shit,
free time?
pretty
What do
much
you do?
it. Well, it feels like I'm busy like all the time. But then I accomplish pretty much nothing at the end of the day, which I think is a lot of musical musical jobs or hobbies can feel that way. But it's all good, doing what I want.
True. The struggle of an artist, you never feel like you've actually accomplished anything.
Yeah, for sure.
I can feel that. So when we had you on the show last time, you were co-hosting, so I didn't get to hit you with all the generic questions I usually start with. But I am curious, how'd you first get into punk rock, and how did that lead you to screamo? Because no one just kind of stumbles on screamo first. You usually got stepping stones, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. When I was a kid, I was into skateboarding, like a lot of people, I guess, and video games, of course. So I got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4 for Christmas one year on PlayStation 2, and got super into pretty much everything on that soundtrack. Less Than Jake, System of a
Nice.
Down, like Aesop Rock is on that soundtrack, so it introduced me to a lot of like punk, hip hop, metal. Yeah, game changer. And like from there, I would like chat with friends in school about skating and music. And I was probably like 8 or 9 when I first, realized that this was like an important thing to me, that I like
Right.
really identified with it. And the kids at my school were like bad kids. Like they would like get into trouble and do stupid shit, and we would like dare each other to just do crazy absurd things. And like and that yeah that all kind of stemmed from like skating and like punk rock. And one of the kids actually told me to check out Channel 27, which was Much Music, in the area we were living in.
RIP.
Yeah, big time, RIP. And he said, yeah, you got to watch it at this time, like you're gonna hear this band Sum 41 if you watch it. And that was like a huge thing for me. We would like go on the website at school and like listen to Sum 41 in like the computer lab.
Damn.
And it was like the Does This Look Infected era, so like their website was all like zombies and gore and just like really inappropriate shit for like a second third grader to be looking at.
Yeah, it looked really gnarly. I remember that.
Yeah, it was crazy. But that was like I would say the very beginning. It's like skating, Tony Hawk and Sum 41.
That's jokes. I didn't know Sum 41 was Canadian till way later in life. Like, it's just
Yeah.
not something that registered to me.
Just down the road.
You any good at skating or what? Be honest.
Fuck no.
No.
Awful. Awful. I
Yeah,
liked
I
it
can't.
like culturally and like being around it more than I could actually do it. I'm a baby. Like I didn't want to like fall down and hurt myself. Like I didn't. Yeah, that wasn't like super appealing to me. And I would like try for like hours. I'd just like sit in my driveway trying to skate,
Yeah.
and like it never clicked. Never got good. I'll still hop
Yeah,
on a board every now and then to like cruise around, but.
I can't even ollie, so you don't have to. It's all right. I tried for like 2 years, and I was like, nope, it's not happening. Can't get it
Yeah.
off the ground. Fuck it. After breaking my ankle and I'm going through, I don't know how many pairs of this fucking shitty airwalks that were dirt cheap. Jesus. So with you doing all this stupid shit, like I've been to your hood and there is fuck all to do there. So I can see why you kids were just doing dumb shit.
I didn't grow up. I grew up in Burlington.
Well, that's even worse.
Yeah,
What
my
would you do for
family.
stuff to do there, though?
At the time, there wasn't. We lived in like subsidized housing, and there was like a lot of kids.
Okay, yeah.
Like a lot of kids, but it was like a poorer neighborhood, and like a lot of kids would just run rampant. Like I remember this one kid running around cracking out. Like he was like 10. Like a little bit older than me, but like we would like play with our fucking Hot Wheels or whatever, or like Yu-Gi-Oh
Yeah.
cards. But he would go around the neighborhood smashing out car windows as like a 10-year-old. It was just like the most
Yeah.
wild shit. And like my friends were never that intense, but we were like like, yeah, that's awesome, you know, like it, you know, kind of idolize like the badass, like just like shithead behavior, which thankfully I like grew out of
Yeah.
pretty quickly. Yeah.
Damn. No, I know what that's like though. I was in subsidized housing in Mississauga and after I moved to, but in Mississauga, this kid who was a few years older than me, same idea, smashing up windows and shit. We'd go throw rocks through shit. And then I caught up with him a couple years later in life and he was like, "Yeah, man, I'm in the Crips now." And I was like, "That fucking sucks." So
Holy.
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's alive or anything anymore, but yeah, some of them bad kids. But in your area where you're at now, like what's the scene like? Is there anything? Because you're so far removed from everything, right? Like you're kind of in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I don't know. It's like kind of a city, like a city center. Like we're an hour from every city.
That's my point, yeah.
But you know, it's there's still Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo, Guelph, which are all like kind of big, and there's all like, you know, stuff to do here. There's a pretty big bar scene here. Like Waterloo, since it's a university town, it's a lot of students, which is not really my vibe, but there's a bunch of clubs and bars that you can hit, and there's like shows down there, which is like, you know, a 10-minute train ride from my house.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
So there is
but
a
yeah.
bit of a local scene then, kind of. Just you just have to travel for it.
Well, yeah, there's nothing like, I mean, there's still, I go to shows like at the cafe, like 2 minutes from my house. Like I can walk to gigs. There's like two bigger venues, like a 10-minute walk for me, which don't really put on shows that I'm interested in. Like a lot of the DIY stuff is like really like DIY stuff. It's in basements and cafes and in the corner of bars. Like we do shows in my friend's clothing store. They own like a vintage shop and we put bands in the corner. Like a lot of the cooler stuff is happening in like odd spaces because the big venues don't want to put on hardcore shows.
I don't blame them, yeah. Is there like a local band or semi-local band you wanted to shout out, one of your favorites around there?
Gruber for sure from Cambridge. It's like a two-piece grind band, super sludgy while being super fast simultaneously. The best dudes, the bass player Mark, actually recorded and mixed our album. We share a jam spot with them, so
Nice.
yeah, nothing but love for those dudes.
Nice. Is there a specific band you love that isn't getting enough attention right now? You want to put a spotlight on? You think they're going to blow up or you want them to? Doesn't have to be local, just like a band in general.
Good question. Any band on No Funeral?
It's not
No.
like you fuck. Shameless. Shameless, dude. It can be No
Don't know.
Funeral. I don't give a fuck. I mean,
You
shit.
gotta, that's why I do it. You gotta put the bands on. No, honestly,
For
like
sure.
the one of the most impressive things from last year was the Valeska Surat EP.
Yes.
I don't think they're getting enough shine for that at all. Like people are loving it, but not on the level that I think it deserves. It's really, really good stuff.
I agree. We talked about them a lot on the Scrammys. They got nominated for a few categories. Best New Jacks, I think most metallic leaning, best EVEP type shit. Like,
Yeah.
I think they won an award for something. I should know. I don't. But yeah, they rip. So good call. So what labels are releasing this new album? I think it's a pretty obvious answer at this point.
The new Basque record.
Yeah.
Well, No Funeral, of course. Fireflies Fall from France will be stocking some copies. Shove
Oh, I didn't know
Records,
that.
yeah. Shove from Italy will have some copies. Larry Records in the USA. And then our friend Mark Grant from Blind Girls is actually starting a label in Australia, and this will be the first release. That label is called Cremation Records. So I'm really looking forward to anything he does, because you know he knows what's good. I think that label is going to put out some great stuff. And I'm really
Cool to
happy
have a
like
name to that.
kickstarted. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that was going to happen, and like now to hear it has a name and everything, that's really hype.
Yeah. I helped do the logo with like some of Sharni's art as well. So you'll see all that on the internet probably around the time this comes out, I assume.
Yeah, I was going to ask, there's like four different artists collaborating through your artwork for this release.
Yeah, there's a couple people we tapped to like grab some stuff. Oh, I also need to shout out Tomb Tree, who's doing tapes, and Long Legs Long Arms is gonna do CDs in Japan. So
Holy fuck.
can't forget the other formats there. Yeah,
Oh, congrats. That's a lot. Damn.
a lot of labels involved. Trying to do a big thing with this.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, the artists, our friend Sarah, who we just played some zine releases for, she's taken a lot of photographs of us, and we use one of her photographs for a shirt. And there's another photo in that set that we took the shirt from that we're going to use in the art booklet. And then Ali, the guitar player of Basque, has some drawings that will be included in the art. There's some, digital art that I'm doing for it. There's a lot
Are
going on.
you doing like vinyls, lathe, or just tapes, or what are you thinking?
Full vinyl run, and then tapes and CDs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So
All those international.
who did all the mixing and mastering for this then?
Mark Borgon from Gruber recorded it in our jam hall and then mixed it. And then we sent it to Rolly from the band Dangers to master it, which sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds wicked. Sounds very cool.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it.
So you guys gonna do like a little try to do like a run of shows after it comes out or what?
Yeah, on the release date, we're still trying to lock it in. We're hoping to play St. Catharines, which is your neck of the woods.
Yes, please come to St. Catharines so I can actually fucking get there and back. Always playing out in Waterloo and shit like that.
Yeah. Well,
Does me
it's
no
home.
favors.
We're
Yeah, I
hoping to
get
get
it. I
St.
get it.
Catharines on the LP release date, March 22nd. And then we're playing Toronto the next day, and then Waterloo on the Sunday.
Very nice. Very nice. So I know you guys haven't done too many shows yet, but do you have a favorite show memory so far? Or I guess
Oh,
you haven't
man.
really toured, so, but I guess you could have like road stories, right? Like you still gotta travel.
Yeah, we've played more shows than we think. We play a lot locally.
Well, like, wasn't
Just
your
like
one of your first being New Friends Fest? Like, that's got to be a wild to be one of the first shows. Like,
yeah, our first show ever was in our basement with Moss and Aaron and Terry Green. And then
that's
our
fucking
second
wild.
show was with Life in Vacuum. It was supposed to be Joliet, but they didn't make it across the border. So Terry Green played, which we love. And then we did 4 days with Blind Girls. So that's like the first six shows were like all crazy. Yeah, it's like we're fortunate enough that like most shows we play, we get to play with like great bands or our friends. Like there's not really been too many shows where we're like bummed out about the bill or like bummed out about playing at all. It's like generally been like really sick. But we just played this past weekend with Death Club and Meth and
Yeah, how was that?
next Tuesday. Honestly, it was like one of the best, like most validating shows that I've ever played, mostly because it was a No Funeral show. And just seeing
Nice.
like these like professional musicians just rip it in like a DIY space and then like come up and thank me after for putting it on. Like I'm talking to like Justin Pearson thanking me for booking his band is just like
Yeah.
it's absurd to me. Like it's just the coolest thing, and it's really really makes you feel like contemporary as opposed to just like some kid looking up to these bands. Really like
Yeah, you're
puts them in
doing
a
the
spot
thing.
of yeah. So real
Was that
validity there.
venue the one that had the pit going around the whole stage?
No, that was the Chicago show. That
Okay.
show was fucking crazy. That looked insane.
Yeah, it looked really fun.
This one, it was just like a long room, but it could fit like 200 people or so. But you could like go up on top of another room for like kind of like a mezzanine. So there's a bunch of people
Nice.
like looking down over.
So would you say that's the favorite memory so far, you think? Just that validation?
It stands out. It's really fresh, but I would say it's like definitely one of my favorite shows that I've gotten to be a part of.
Nice. So what band haven't you played with yet that you're dying to play with still? You've played with some big names right out the gate.
Yeah.
What's on the bucket list?
Frail Body for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're homies and like Karloff played with them a few times. So it'd be nice to like come full circle and do a thing with Basque.
Yeah, that'd be nice. What band hasn't done the reunion yet that you actually want to see?
Indian Summer.
Oh yeah.
Portraits
Don't
of
think that's
Past at a
happening.
reunion, but I didn't. I was a wee lad. I couldn't do that.
A wee lad.
Yeah, but
Like
I would love to
five at the
see
time.
Portraits. I was like 12. I think it's 2007. Yeah,
Okay.
but definitely Indian Summer, Portraits of Past. Me and Ellie talked about this like 2 days ago, actually.
Because you knew you were going to be asked this question, or just because it was just
No,
topical?
just topical.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, everyone's fucking doing the reunions, man. I don't know who hasn't done it yet or crazy.
There's not many like bigger names of that era that haven't done it that I
Yeah,
can
no
think of at
shit.
least.
Yeah,
Are
I'd be
you going
stumped
to
to answer.
are you doing the orchid shows?
Well, I'm not. No, I looked at the ticket price and went, ooh, I am way too much of a broke ass punk for that shit.
I feel it.
Wish. I gotta save up for New Friends Fest this year because I didn't go last year, but I went the year before and you were there. It was fucking incredible. So I need to go. And Elias wants to go again this year, obviously, and I still haven't met that kid, so I should probably do that, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's not so much the ticket
Good.
price. Like the ticket price is totally justifiable. It's like getting a fucking Airbnb or a hotel or something, 'cause and then if you're far away from the gig, then like a cab ride can be like $80 just to get to the fucking venue. Like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, we gotta use the subway. Take every opportunity, save the dollars. It's like
Yeah,
food for
facts.
me, you know? It's like not being able to like make food. You gotta like eat shit. Either like sit in somewhere, get like fast food or something like around the thing. It adds up. Not to mention like beer prices and
God. I think I spent a couple hundred at the bar, which
oh
is
yeah.
bad because I should have spent it at the merch tables, but I spent so much money drinking those 2 days.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, that year that we were there together, drinking in the alleyway was the move, but this year when
We're
I pulled
trying to
up and
save money.
I pulled a case of beer out of the trunk when we pulled up for like load in this year, and Egan was standing right there and he's like, "Not this time, man. Don't be
Yeah.
fucking doing that again." This is the funniest thing is like I hop out of the car and the first thing I hear is like, "Don't be doing that." I'm like, he fucking got me again, man.
The worst part was that security guard's like, "Hey, I know it's a pug show, whatever, guys. Don't drink in the alley." So we go to the street over. He comes around. He's like, "What the fuck did I tell you?" So we go to a street over. He's like, "Hey guys, you're still fucking drinking outside." I'm like, "Man, stop catching us. We relocate like four fucking times, and the guy keeps
Yeah.
turning a corner. Like, I'm gonna kick you
Oh man.
Oh shit. Yeah, that's good
What can
times.
you do? What can you do?
If you could do a guest vocal feature on any band, who would you love to lay some screams on?
Fuck.
Realistic or unrealistic?
Want to do like noisy stuff. I'd love to do like a Purient, like do like backing things on like a Purient record or like Merzbow or something like that, you know?
I don't know.
I
I don't
think.
listen to noise stuff, really.
Yeah, I would like to do something like that, more like soundscapey vocal shit. I don't think Screamo needs me to contribute any more than I already do.
Doing vocals for bands all the time. You don't have a vocalist? Need me to step in? All right, all right. Yeah, it's a joke. Well, what's the most illegal or dangerous thing you've ever done in your life?
Oh, God.
You knew I was gonna ask.
Yeah. I didn't really come in super prepared on a personal level to this, though. So,
That's okay. I didn't even have my questions list. I was like, oh shit.
I
I wrote these like 3 years ago, apparently. Now I'm just going through my generic ones because whatever ones I had written are apparently deleted.
don't know. I think like I was like into fire as a kid and like shoplifting and stuff. It
You were
was like,
into fires.
yeah, like I just like light fire
Yeah.
anywhere. This one
Little
time in
kid shit.
school, I lit a fire in my desk. It's high school. It's like, grade 11 or something, and I lit a fire in my desk, with a bunch of lighter fluid,
Nice, yeah.
and we were watching a movie or something, but no one was paying attention. So I just like poured a bunch of lighter fluid, lit the fire, but I put too much lighter fluid in my whole de whole de my whole the whole inside of my desk, like kind of lit up, and I was like shaking it out with my hands, so my hands were all burnt, and I was like shaking my desk, and everyone in the class was looking at me, being like, "What are you doing? Like, why are you tweaking out, throwing your desk around?" And the teacher's like, "Stop." And I didn't stop, obviously, because I'm trying to put out a fire and not get caught. And I thought my life was over at that moment. I'm like, I'm gonna be expelled from school. Like, this is gonna be
Fuck,
fucked.
for sure.
But I just kept shaking the desk, and everyone's like, "Stop, stop, stop!" And eventually, I got the fire out, and then I got like kicked out of class for being like disruptive. But no one, I didn't get caught. My hands were really like mangled up, but everything worked out.
That sounds like one of those terrible nightmares when you're stuck in school.
Yeah, but that's my reality. I don't know. That's probably like the craziest thing.
That's it. I thought there'd be something way wilder from you.
I don't know. That's just what comes to mind right now. There's some stuff I
Right.
don't want to talk about, but like,
I was gonna say, you're holding back for sure, dude. I know you. You're definitely not. Oh, I lit a fire in my desk in grade 11. Bullshit, man. There's something way heavier than that. That's all right. You're on a label. You're a public figure. I
yeah.
got you.
I can't out myself like that. I'm trying to think of something that's like appropriate to talk about that.
It's not an appropriate question. It's an invasive personal question.
Don't know. That's what I'm giving you. There's a couple
Right.
things I want to say, but maybe we'll talk about it off the record.
Right, fine, fine. Assuming you're not a pacifist, you know what I'm going to ask? If you could punch one person as hard as you can with no repercussions, who would you punch and why?
I'm trying to take an anti-violent stance in my life these days.
As if you're such a violent, tough guy to begin with. I've given up that life. I'm gonna tell you, Rob, I hung up my boxing gloves the other day. I don't wanna hurt people no more.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah,
I don't know, there's a lot of people who deserve it. People in politics, rich people who take advantage of others,
course.
But I think they deserve a little bit more than a punch sometimes as well, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Oh, absolutely. There's no specific one person who might stick out for you.
Well, right now I'm just trying to think of like someone that's culturally relevant that isn't like an obvious answer. I'm gonna say that Tom McDonald guy, that rapper Tom McDonald, because he's hitting headlines right now, and I'm not about that.
Tom McDonald.
Tom McDonald, he just did a song with Ben Shapiro, and it's like the worst, most ass hip
Oh,
hop song of all time.
I haven't heard it, but I'm not
I
going to
listen,
listen to it.
don't. It's like I've heard 10
Yeah.
seconds of it. I'm like, this is offensive. It's just some alt-right fucking nonsense through a hip hop filter, and it's like, I don't know. Not good.
And that seems like the very, very opposite of what a hip hop song would be
Yeah.
about, like, lyrically. Yeah, I'm not gonna listen to that. But okay, I do know what you're talking about.
Think it would make like great headlines if one of those dudes got laid out. You know? It would be good press. It would be good press for me. So I would that's my answer right now.
Would be even funnier is like, oh, you think you're a rapper? Oh, okay, you're gonna join the rap game, eh? Rappers get shot, motherfucker. Like, playing with the wrong kind of music, man. That would be fucking hilarious. I wouldn't lose any sleep over that.
If we're fighting rappers, like Kanye deserves a bit of a smack right now too, for sure.
Kanye's off his fucking rocker, man. Yeah, honestly though, like I don't even I think something's like not there, obviously.
Oh, obviously.
Which, I know that, but I mean like I'm not defending the guy. I'm just saying like I don't know if he even knows what he's saying, put it that way. I've
No.
never liked his music to begin with, but I don't think he's in the right state of mind and saying these things knowingly. I think he's just fucking couple screws loose, just psycho babble.
Yeah, he needs some doctors as opposed to like yes men hanging around him.
That's what's up. Yeah, he needs help for sure. For sure. Man, I already got some answers that I know for this one, but what music do you listen to that could be consult that could be considered a guilty pleasure by me, because I know you're gonna say there is no such thing as guilty pleasures, but I know
There's
you
no
listen to fucking emo rap and emo rap, I'm putting in quotes because I hate that shit.
Yeah, I like mostly listen to like popular music.
I'm to sell out your punk credentials. What's that garbage you listen to? Come on, tell them all.
It's fine. It's fine.
Fine. It's
The
fine.
new Ariana Grande single is crazy
Oh
good. I
fuck.
know we talked about Ariana last time I
Yeah.
was on here with Alex, but big fan. Doja Cat always killing it.
Doja Cat actually does slap. I hate to admit that.
It's great stuff.
Yeah. It's not great, it's just catchy.
Lil Peep forever, you know? I know that's not your bag.
Ew. Ew.
That's the
The
guy.
worst.
You know,
Ugh.
anything in that vein, like I love all that. Like, you know, I can name a bunch of like DIY artists, but I'm not gonna sit here and have you bash some fucking 200 monthly listener emo rap homies.
Check out my SoundCloud, bro. I got 50 people who follow it.
There's some great stuff there. People are missing out.
No,
You're missing out,
I'm
man.
not. I'm
There's good
not. I'm
stuff.
not. Dude, you've tried.
I have
You've shown
tried.
me a few. I've tried. I've tried to keep an open mind and I've tried to listen to some emo rap, quote unquote, whatever the fuck. Did you have a cringy MySpace name during that time in the internet?
Oh, I wouldn't even be able to tell you. I was like a weird internet kid who had like 10,000 accounts for everything.
Does not surprise me at all.
So yeah, like I don't know what even like one of those would be.
You
Try to
probably
like
played Warcraft, didn't you?
not Warcraft. I played World of Warcraft for a bit.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Different things.
Oh, whoa. I wouldn't know. My apologies. Oh, yeah, different things.
Yeah,
Okay.
I know. I was a big
Cool.
computer person. in my my teens and before.
Had some sick screen names, I bet.
It's probably some cool ones. I've been using No Funeral for everything since I was like a 14. So if you find a No Funeral on like a cringe website, that actually might be me.
Sick.
Just for everyone out there, if you're like, you know, if you come across that, very well could be. Maybe I
Interesting.
shouldn't say that. Maybe there's some, I don't know.
I was gonna say,
Find my
I
own.
think I remember seeing you comment something on Reddit, and I was like, oh, it's definitely Nate, just because the name was like No Funeral something.
Reddit is the only thing I don't have.
Really?
No Funeral. Yeah.
I swore I saw No Funeral on Reddit.
No, I have a different name on Reddit. I have it as like my name. Like if you go to the profile, you can probably see it. I don't
Oh,
even know my
okay.
Reddit username.
Maybe it's your Screamo Dragon thing, Fire Dragon or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
Weird.
I'm not gonna check right now either. It's
So, besides saying emo rap is cool, what's your other most unpopular music take?
Hardcore sucks. Hardcore sucks. Man, I'm like,
You're just not about it at all, eh?
well, I'm a fan and I was like a big fan all my life, but now there's just so many bad hardcore bands that all sound the exact fucking same. It's
Hold
just
up. There was
boring.
always so many bad hardcore bands that all sound the same. What do you mean? This isn't like anything new.
No, but now there's like money in it and it's like,
True.
it like there are so many bad hardcore bands. Like if you go to any Ontario city, there's like 100 fucking hardcore bands.
No, there's not. Ontario X Hardcore on Instagram. I run that page. All those bands are
Yeah.
great. We post the show flyers for them. Love them all. Big shout out to all of Ontario Hardcore.
I
There's
don't
a couple I'm not. There's a couple I'm not like the biggest fan of, but I'm not going to say who because that would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, of course. And like I have friends who play in hardcore bands. I've played in a hardcore band. Like I think it's just getting like super boring when you go to a show and like five bands sound the same, or like, and I'm not even talking on like a local level. I'm talking like big shows here. Like these
Oh,
like
yeah.
tour packages that are coming through. It just feels like the mid-2000s again, where like metalcore was huge. Now it's just like tough guy shit instead of like corny mall bullshit.
Yeah, good old knuckle dragon, Neanderthal ass tough guy hardcore.
Yeah, I you can miss me with most of it. Maybe I'm just bitter because a lot of bands won't let us play with them. I say Bask is a hardcore band, and everyone's like, "You're wrong, dude." Well, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're just bitter because the mix bill's not really a thing anymore. You're not playing with tough guy bands.
Yeah, but like no one wants to hear my hardcore speech on like moshing regardless, right? Like it's probably good that we're not playing with tough guy bands.
Why? What would your thing be? Your anti-crowd killing, I'm guessing?
Oh yeah. Well, at least to my band.
Yeah, how the fuck would you to your shit? It
Yeah,
wouldn't make any sense.
people can be, you know, less than smart sometimes though, man.
That's
Like
fair, but
we played a show where people were like throwing each other into walls, and it was like really ignorant, and they were like act like trading punches, and I had to say like no, like cut that shit out.
that doesn't seem like the vibe. Like your stuff's chaotic and shit. Like I definitely fucking slam into some people, run around, do a little push pitting, whatever the fuck, but I don't think I would ever have the urge to punch anyone in the fucking head to your shit. Maybe put my own head through a wall, but I wouldn't like that's just me though.
Some
That's
people are weird,
weird.
man. I have taken an anti-mosh stance once in my life.
Finally done it.
Finally done it. I'm into the hardcore speeches now, you know? I used to like not speak on stage, and now I'm like, man, I'm gonna say some shit.
Yeah, you're gonna get all preachy.
Yeah.
You're like, man, if it wasn't for punk rock, I'd still be living in my mom's van.
Yeah, like just listening to like a lot of Cursed and like any like Chris Callahan band. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna talk for fucking 20 minutes and then play for 10.
It'll,
Let's get
it'll, I was gonna say, it'll make your set seem like a real set.
We play for 25 minutes now. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Last time I saw you, you're like, "Hey, we're Basque." Kicks in, then you're like, "This another song goes in." Like, fucking guy, what's it called? No
We
titles,
don't even
nothing.
stop in between songs.
Even the songs you sent me, song two and song three.
Yeah.
What's the new one that we're debuting? Do you want to fucking introduce the new one so I can
Yeah.
sound clip that out at some point?
Yeah, right now you want me to do that?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Before I forget about it. Excellent. Thank you. And why didn't you give me the cool big long song with the Wicked quotations over it and the noise build up that just keeps increasing in volume? My favorite one that I don't know the title of.
We're saving it for the record.
Fucking prick.
We want people to
I
hear
don't.
things like in order, right? Like we're really proud of
Okay.
like how things flow together. So the idea of singles is just kind of weird to us. Like we didn't want to release anything before the album, but it just feels weird to be a band for so long and do all of this cool shit and not have music out.
Yeah, no kidding.
But we also, we want it to be released the way we want fully and like to be really proud of everything as a whole. Like even how we like interact on social media and like promote our band is like specifically the way we want to do it. Like we try not to make sacrifices in any avenue. Because like what why do it if you're not happy with it?
Yeah, if you have full artistic control, do it exactly the way you want it, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. So that's why you gave me song two and three, because you want them to actually like the flow.
Honestly, no. Why you are getting song three is because it's one of the lighter tracks, and everyone else in the band is like, let's not give more power violence inspired music to the world.
Okay, so you give me one of the weaker ones then. Is that what you're saying?
It's no, it's everyone else. Everyone else really likes this song. It's one of my least favorite ones, for sure.
I liked it. I fucked with it. I checked it out today. I don't remember it. I don't know if you played it live or not, but I liked it.
Yeah, we play. If you've seen us, you've probably seen at least most of the record. Everything we play is on the record,
I've
except,
only seen you guys three times now, so.
yeah,
Three?
what about a while ago too, right?
That's what I was going to ask. Is there any chance you'd ever do another Road to NFF again? Like how you and Blind Girls did that little run? Is that a
Yep.
possibility where you might book some Hamilton shows before or after the festival?
This year we're planning a run. Last year, even though we didn't play New Friends, we did a run. Like every year so far, I think I've booked a couple gigs around, just for bands who need spots to play. This
For sure.
year, I'm trying to do a full week with Basque. We want to go out, head through Ottawa, around Quebec a bit, and then cut back over.
Nice.
So we're in talks with a few bands to join us for that.
Nothing you can mention, I'm sure. Just
No.
in case. No.
Yeah.
No. No, that's fine. Well, you
No,
never know what the head's gonna
I
hurt.
would love to, but I just don't know what's going on yet. I know the show, the Thursday show, will be in Kitchener. Hopefully that's with Blind Girls. We've been talking about that for a really long time.
What Thursday show in Kitchener are we talking about?
The Thursday right before New Friends.
Oh, I see. You're hoping that goes. I see.
So that is like one that I've done every year, every New Friends, like the past four fests, I've booked a show on that day. And I don't
Sure.
really see that stopping. It's close enough to the fest
In
and
Kitchener.
it's our hometown.
Have to
Last year we
fucking
did.
take a go bus or something. It's so fucking far out.
Yeah, it's that is like Some of the funnest shows I've ever played as well. Like last year we did Katie, Boneflower, Stay Inside, and Bask, which was a great show. It was in like an apartment.
Sick.
It's pretty sweet.
Straight up. So now that we're in 2024, did you have a favorite release of 2023?
The Novert record
Oh,
was
yeah.
fucking
So good.
incredible.
Yeah.
Definitely one of my favorites. Last year I didn't really take note of a lot of things. There's a lot of great stuff that came out, but I didn't do a year-end list like I normally do. So it's really hard for me to go back. I know they're
Slacker, slacker.
in, yeah. I
It's
know.
okay. I made a list. I believe it's called the 2023 Scrammy Awards list on Spotify. For those of you who want to see all the good releases that are on Spotify that came out last year, we did a big wrap up for that shit. And then we gave out awards and all that good stuff.
Trying to think of like a non-punk, like a non-loud release that I liked, and it's escaping me. There's a Pierre Bjorn record that came out, Grails, that I'm still listening to. It's really good.
No idea what that is. Probably
Some
something
might.
I wouldn't like.
No,
It's probably
but you'd
something I
hate
would not like. Yeah. I
it. You'd really hate
could tell by your face. You're like, nah, don't worry
it.
about it.
I always gotta like every time I do like an interview, I gotta throw out some left field, something someone wouldn't expect from a Screamo podcast. I'm gonna turn this into a hip hop podcast, Rob.
It's not a fucking Screamo podcast. I'm gonna fucking kill Elias for making everybody say that. We do other genres. We do other punk shit. And I've got a bunch of emo bands lined up for this season, and I'm gonna stop doing Screamo bands just to piss off 90% of my fan base. We
Get a
do
rapper.
all punk subgenres. See this wall? Eh? See? Not all Screamo. This is not all Screamo. It's
Honestly,
mostly
that's
Screamo.
like mostly not screamo.
Yeah, that's why I put it up. Yeah. It's pretty hype. Got it. It's the Anxious album just out of view there too. It's beauty. Yeah. But so what's coming up for the band this year? Anything big on the horizon aside of still waiting what'll probably be another fucking year for this EP I've waited 3 years for?
Yeah, technically it's an LP now. It cracks the length. Seven
Really?
tracks. Yeah, it's like
Wow.
23 minutes or something.
It's seven tracks and you couldn't give me three for the fucking pod.
Yeah.
You couldn't give me the long one that I like that's already recorded and put out on physicals that I begged for. Unreal. Holy fuck. You just tell me this now, too. Fucking Christ, man.
Seven tracks is not, three singles is too much for seven tracks. It's too much,
I
man.
guess. Yeah. Well, you already have one out. No, yeah, give me two. It's a bit greedy. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But one's already out technically, so it's not that greedy. Anyways, what's the big game plan? What can you tell me that's coming up?
The album is coming March 22nd. The album is called Pain Without Hope of Healing. We'll be doing a couple shows around then. And then in the summer, hopefully the road around New Friends. Whether we're playing the fest or not, we'll be playing some shows then. I'm not sure how much I could say about that. But it's in the open now. So here you go. That's
That's
all we
fair.
have planned. Hopefully booking a little more local stuff for cool bands that want to come through.
Where you can
Anyone
start
looking for
coming.
shows around Toronto, let me know.
Where you can start coming towards St. Catharines more, that'd be great.
We'll see.
So what do you want to accomplish with this band? Because we know how it is with Screamo. Fuck. You can put out this album and then break up. It happens. happens way too often. What do you want to accomplish before the end game?
I want to tour. I think the band wants to do as much as possible. Like, we all love writing together. I don't see that really changing. We already have a bunch of new tracks. Yeah, we just want to keep creating stuff and hopefully hit the road as much as possible, as much as like work schedules will allow. But definitely do not plan to break up. Definitely trying to make more music, do more things, keep it rolling. I know for most of us, this is like a big priority, in our lives. We put a lot of time and energy into this, and we don't want to see it just fall apart.
You'd like to do it more than just part-time if possible. If you got offered anything, you'd want to jump on it, you think, or
It's tough with work. Everyone except me has like a real job, which isn't easy to walk away from. So I don't think it will ever be like a full-time thing, even with the most absurd offer. I just
I
don't think
got
it's
it.
really feasible for us, in the most hypothetical scenarios, of course. But we do plan to drive it as far as we can as like a hobby band. No one's quitting there. No one's quitting their day job though.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I didn't ask you if you had a favorite screamo split.
Split.
It's a tough one.
It's a very tough one.
I've been asking this question for years, and I don't know what I would pick. So if you answer it, and then you're like, ah, it's not right, when you hear it back, be like, whatever. Not like anything set in stone forever.
The combat wounded veteran orchid split, I think, doesn't get talked about in the orchid discography. I think that was like a really influential one for me, especially the combat wounded veteran side. Just the riffs on it are fucking incredible.
Combat's just fucking nutty. I don't know how the fuck they write that.
No, it's absurd. It's amazing. I like everything. Florida was just on some shit back then. Still is actually, but just
Something in the
amazing
water.
stuff. I'd have to go with that for now. There's definitely some like older releases that are just like escaping me. But yeah, if that's like such a short listen, if anyone hasn't heard that, definitely just go. Take 3 minutes out of your day and check that one out.
All right. Any last shout outs? Plugs, causes, anything you want to speak on before we play that outro track?
Free Palestine every time, without a fucking doubt. If you say otherwise, go fuck yourself. There's genocide happening on the planet right now, and a lot of people are turning a blind eye to it. It's not okay. You cannot call yourself a punk if you're not paying attention to this shit. Get with it or fuck off. Also, support grassroots organizations in your community. I think it's really important to pay attention to what's going on around you, as well as what's going on all over the world. Most communities are economically failing. There is more and more homelessness every single day. I know in my city, it's a huge issue. We see overpriced condos go up, once every month. People are getting
Same.
evicted. And less than a 5 minute walk from these condos, there is a homeless encampment. That houses used very fucking loosely. It is hundreds of people living in tents, in the shadow of a, $100 million building. So, stand up against that bullshit. Do whatever you can. Support the people in your community, and have fun with your life.
It's all good. Good thoughts. Fuck condos. Fuck condos. God damn. We got another one
True.
going up here too.
Yep.
Yeah. Getting quite sick of that shit. We have one fucking street. You ever been to my fucking village? We have one fucking street and they're putting up condos. I'm like, where are these people gonna go? We have one fucking road. That's it. There's nowhere to for these fucking people. Oh, it's gonna be fucking ridiculous.
And where you live, you're kind of outside of everything too. Like you need a car if you live in that city.
Oh
It's
yeah.
functioning without a vehicle is not the easiest thing. I would imagine in St.
No, it's
Catharines, like
horrendous.
where are these people going to put their vehicles? Like where, like do they expect St. Catharines to be a big city in the next 10 years? Because I don't see that happening.
I have no idea. They started putting go buses, like new go bus stations around the edge of the city. I'm like, okay, but where's everybody going to? Because if even if they just live here without vehicles, like we're still going to be so like it's a tiny little village that they're building into a city population. It's just not going to work. It's going to overflow, and then we're going to have big city problems in a tiny, literal one fucking street, main street, like village. It's going to be ridiculous.
Brutal.
Yay to the future. Well, this ended nicely.
Future's bleak.
thanks so much for finally coming to chat with me, man. It's been a pleasure.
For sure. This is the third track on the Basque record. It's called Stillness. It's one of the first songs we wrote. This is the first time you're hearing it, so enjoy.
So you're hearing it first on Not Just a Phase.